Experience the flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market with deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to episode 193. The multiverse episode, because we missed the last one. It's like a strain of that in another dimension.
It's like there's a black hole in time. They're like, but wait, it was 2 weeks in between.
Yeah.
Shit.
So there you go.
So here we are now. Episode 193.
Could have been 194, but here we are. Isn't that mad that we missed that one?
It's like,
and now we're doing, we should have been doing this one last week, but now we're doing it now. It's just, it should be 194.
It's not that mad. It's not that crazy.
I don't know what's worse, doing this or missing 180.
Definitely
180 fucking.
Definitely 180. Definitely missing 180.
Joe, what's you brought a little script image today, did you?
I brought a little
what's this? Thing. What's this thing? This is very obvious.
What's that film?
Yeah. In your little basket on the front of your scooter there.
Well, you brought it up, so.
Yeah.
Give us a part.
I've been asked to take part in a play called Waiting for Godot in Washington, D.C., and it takes place over 5 weeks.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going on for 5 weeks?
Yeah. Still thinking about it. Like,
you have to bring the family.
They'll have to bring them over, not for the whole time, but for part of it. But I'm going to be missing some stuff. I'm going to be missing some
recordings.
Yeah. There's a family reunion that's happening that I'm going to miss. That's in Santa Parks, and I'm raging. Like
Is it in the summer?
It's 2 weeks from now.
What?
Take us back to start here.
Yeah.
You've been offered the chance to go to Washington, D.C. for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
To have a role in a Samuel Beckett play.
Is it Samuel Beckett?
But you have to, play starts in 2 weeks.
I have to go in two weeks for rehearsals and stuff, and then it starts on St. Patrick's
Day. So that's only for a day or two for rehearsals?
Like a week or two.
Right, we'll be here till 10 o'clock tonight then. What episode are we on?
I'll be here next week. Like, I'm here next week, and I'll be here, I think, the week after. And I can record from over there if there's a way of doing that, or we can see.
I'll do me and you.
Double up.
I'll just switch chairs. Like, I'll just keep running across. They love all that. It's all out there.
But it's a lot, man. This fucking script.
That's lengthy.
And it's Vladimir. So Waiting for Godot was...
Is this an Irish production?
It's an American production.
How'd you get that?
Fella, I know. They were fully cast. And then there was issues where one of the fellas dropped out. One of the main cast dropped out. And...
Want some memory.
Honestly, like, the language in it is like, there's a whole page here that's just me.
Ooh, and that's small writing.
No pictures.
The warden as well.
Like,
to be or not to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's written like Yoda would speak. Our being born. I daren't even laugh anymore. Like, that sort of language, just going to backward speaking old English, and it's a lot.
Any idea where it's on over there? Like, what venue you're in?
It's in a place called the Source Theatre, I think.
I thought you were going to say it anyway. The fucking size of that, though.
Mm.
What if this is a scam?
It's that I met with, like, I done a table read with them. And
is there any other Irish people in it?
Everyone in it.
Oh, really?
Everyone in it is Irish, yeah.
Have you ever done a play before?
Yes, but I've never done a Samuel Beckett play. It's scary. I'm fucking shitting it. Like,
are you gonna do it though?
I think so. I had to talk about it. Like, I'm still kind of flipping the soil with Moira and seeing if it's a reasonable thing to do. Because it's not bucket loads of money. It's more just
to do it, really. Like, and
the experience and the opportunity. Yeah, I think it'd be like to be able to say that you played Vladimir in Waiting for Godot, and if it goes well, it's a huge achievement for an actor. And yeah, I feel like it's a marathon for an actor.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Do you want to have a look at it?
I played the Pied Piper in school. Well, I am the Pied Piper. It hurts me to read all this. Suppose, are you in every page, like?
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. I just think, like, imagine I think
you're going to have that kind of muscle memory for scripts that you could just, like, get it. Do you know that way?
I don't know.
This is, like, different kettle of fish, isn't it?
That's like a book. That's like memorising.
Make me laugh if it was prohibited. We've lost our rights. We got rid of them. It's like Bridgerton, isn't it? You give me a fright. I thought it was he. Who? Godot. Who's Godot? Godot. What's his name? Waiting for Godot. The Godot fella. What do you mean tied down? To whom? By whom? To your... It's just literally says to your man.
They're Irish. Yeah. They're like two bums. Two Irish bums. Waiting for...
Your own accent then?
Yeah.
Alright. What am I saying? Should be going like this then? What do you mean tied down? To him? Boy, who? To your man. Yeah, give me that role as well. I'll do Pozo if you want. Tell them I'll do Pozo and we'd go out for 5 weeks and go on the rip.
Oh, yeah. I have to kind of meet with them and decide and figure it all out. So that's
how many shows will it be?
4 shows a week for 4 weeks. So what's that, 16? And then one extra one for St. Patrick's Day, so 17.
So even if you fuck up on the first 4, you'll have loads of time but to make up for it.
2 weeks. You wouldn't want rehearsal time, would you? If you're going in 2 weeks.
Well, it'll be, they're here now, so they're doing rehearsals now as well. But no, there's not much rehearsal time.
Is there anyone you know in it?
At all. Paul Butler Lennox.
Oh, Paul Butler, yeah.
And the fella who's directing it. An interesting story about the fella who directed it. Okay, let me just check, because this is actually a crazy story. A fella called Barry McAvoy. He's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a film in 2000. And it was produced by Steven Spielberg's DreamWorks. It was directed by Barry Levinson. And Hans Zimmer made the music, right?
Mm.
Massive production.
Pretty big.
I think it was like 18, I think the budget was 18 million. It's an Irish film. I think the budget was 18 million.
Was it made?
There's loads of Irish stars in it. Pauline McLean's in it. Like, loads of people's in it. Yeah, it was made. You can watch the trailer for it. But the box office made 75 grand.
Oh.
75 grand, which is pretty much nothing. So what had happened, from my understanding, from my little bit of research, you know, I haven't talked to Barry about this, and that's why I'm like a little bit hesitant about telling the story, but like from my understanding, from my little bit of Googling, was that Steven Spielberg was making Band of Brothers at the time. And he asked Tony Blair for 2,000 British soldiers as extras, and he gave them. Steven Spielberg gave Tony Blair's son a job on this film. And what happens all the time with these distribution and production companies, they make films and then shelve them. They never see the light of day. Like, there's loads of Marvel films and everything that just get shelved and they're used as tax write-offs. So the original deal was that it would have a distribution of at least 800 cinemas in America. I think it got released in 8 cinemas. In like the back arse of nowhere where no one goes to the cinema.
So is it more like a favour if you give us the soldiers, we'll make this and shelve it. Like,
yeah, that's what I think it was.
I heard about that happening before.
Have you?
I get what it was, but I seen something along the lines of the same kind of scenario with something else.
It's mad.
That is nuts.
Can you find out on that?
What you're saying about the details about Tony Blair and the soldiers and Tony Blair's son, he did have, yeah, that's all true. I guess it's not clear what the motivation would be. There's also a theory that the British Foreign Office objected to the sympathetic portrayal of the IRA.
Oh yeah.
This is on Wikipedia.
It was about an IRA bombing, and this fella had a toupee on. It's a comedy. This fella had a toupee on and they found the toupee at the bomb site. So then it's this whole light kind of look at violent IRA crimes. So there's this theory here.
Yeah, one of the producers later claimed that DreamWorks feared the film might interfere with Steven Spielberg attaining an honorary knighthood, which he did get in 2001.
Because of the IRA connection thing?
If they made a film sympathetic to the IRA, it might jeopardize Spielberg's chances, yeah.
Which he got. He got knighted. Isn't that mad?
It is. Yep.
It's an interesting story.
I'd say it happens all the time.
So he's the fella that I'm... he's the other fella in the play and he's also directing the play.
Okay.
Is my understanding thus far. Also, the other fella in it, who's an American, who runs Cena Theatre, which is the production company, he was in The Exorcist.
Oh, don't tell me about him. I don't want to know anymore.
Say no more.
Who was he in it, that priest?
I don't know. I couldn't. No, he's
dead, surely.
I just heard that he was in it.
He would have been young then, innit?
The stairs are in Washington. The famous stairs in The Exorcist.
Where she comes down the crab?
No, you know he jumps out the window and yes. Falls down the stairs? They're in...
So who's this guy? What was his role in The Exorcist?
His name is Robert McNamara. I don't know what his role was. I just know he was in it.
Let's Google. Please don't show me a photo of her. Robert McNamara. Died 2009. Businessman and former United States Secretary of Defense. Sorry about that, Joe. he's Irish, obviously, yeah?
No, he's American.
Oh, sorry. Would you type in actor?
Yeah. I think he's studying here.
Still coming up, Robert McNamara, businessman and former United States Secretary of Defense. I got him. Red Pete, Theater of No. Theater of No.
There he is. That's in there.
Oh! That was horrifying.
Do you really hate it?
Yeah. Proper like. You fucking evil bastard. I'm gonna find what you fear, Jeremy. Oh, you know you're afraid of salt and vinegar crisps. Oh, that was uncomfortable. Genuine, that's a genuine reaction. Like,
that's mad. I don't think I'm afraid of anything like that.
It's weird. I was only talking to Amy about it actually the other day. Funny enough. Anyway, he was in the film I don't like.
Yeah.
Masterpiece, by the way, but horrifying for me.
Give us a Bailey there with a louder voice in it, will you, son?
But yeah, I could be going over here and just fucking.
You mightn't come back, shot.
No, it's like, imagine I fuck her up on the first night. Like, I can't, Jesus fucking Christ, man. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm too young for that. Like, Vladimir is supposed to be 60, but then...
Bit of makeup.
Bit of makeup, yeah. Yeah.
Throw out the hair and the beard.
Yeah. But that's what the script is.
He wasn't even going to tell us.
I was going to tell you.
As soon as I saw him coming in with that, I was like, here's a man who wants to be asked a question.
I didn't even fucking know, is
it? Oh, hang on.
I'll stick this out.
May as well have walked in and just dropped it at his feet. Oh, I dropped some. Excuse me.
What's that, Joe? Oh, no, it's just a play I'm in Washington, D.C. for 5 weeks.
The theatre.
Yeah, it's just a Samuel Beckett thing. Whatever. It's not a big deal.
No, not big deal. Like, it's not like the pinnacle of theatre. Like,
yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's just a little thing, like, you know, little project.
I feel like it's a monkey on my back, and I'd be really happy to say that I've done it, and then I don't know how I'll feel after it. But I'm glad. I'd be glad.
You have to try these things.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to turn down.
I wouldn't turn it down. I'd make sure I had it glued into me brain.
Would you not? Would you do it? Yeah,
I'd do it. Yeah, it's a good opportunity.
the kids and stuff like that. It's leaving the
Charlie, you've got plenty of years left with them anyway, huh?
That's it. It's only
time to make
5 weeks out. Yeah, look, what's that in the vast majority of things? Fucking 5 minutes, basically.
That's what he keep telling himself. I'm only going for a fucking minute. You got all of yourself.
I'm not going to be fucking gargling or anything.
I'm only going over the bleeding water for the sake. Fuck's sake.
Sake. Fucking jump on a bleeding FaceTime and say hello, huh? What you have for dinner? Oh, show you a picture. Yeah, do us a favour.
I'll bring you back a stick of rock. Fuck off, will you?
Or maybe one of them long fucking marshmallows or something. I don't know.
I'll bring you back a bleeding maga hat. Do you want a maga hat? I'll get one of the kid sizes.
Can you get that? That's sick if you can get them in kid sizes. Isn't it?
It was voted in democratically.
Infant sizes.
Yeah. I'm talking sick about fucking ethnically country. Cleansing Palestine. I think he's probably selling kids hats.
Yeah, it's a sick country.
It's sick if you can get. That's where Darren draws the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Kid sizes.
It's pretty sick.
He's crazy, isn't he? He's mad. So the first night, the opening night is going to be St. Patrick's Day. And this might be the first St. Patrick's Day where we don't have an Irish diplomat of some sort going over to...
And we will.
Do you think we will?
Of course we will.
Be over shaking hands and all, like nothing happened. Nothing's happening.
Just pretend they have to think about it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I'd feel like to apologise for going over to America. had to do it. It is what it is, I suppose.
He hasn't been Taoiseach in years.
Oh, no.
Who was that?
I tried to do Blade and Diamond Dumpy or something.
Yeah. I thought that was also for Riker.
It was a bit of both. So, yeah. Bit of Simi, bit of...
Can you do me, Hal Martin? He's a little bit down in Cork, by a little bit. We had to go over for diplomatic reasons.
By practice, I could definitely do it.
I'll bring a Shamrock over. Say, yeah, Trumpo. Donny. Let's aim for a few bleeding flowers for you.
You're buzzing the play, saying you're at the Super Bowl, pal. Buzz over for 15 minutes, show the face.
Just take a picture, fuck off. Be done with it.
You know, Joe, I've been listening to the Stoller podcast. It's great.
I didn't like what Darren said about my tiny hats.
You know, the hats, they're for infants. I didn't like what Darren said. But... the play was great. You dropped a few lines, fine.
Will you have days off over there?
Yeah.
Make a few trips.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Go to New York, have a hate trip.
Oh, no.
Boston.
Maybe. Boston. There's a lot to see in Washington, I think.
Mm.
I'd love to go to Boston.
Why?
Don't know. I like the accent, Boston. Hey, how you doing? It's a pretty good accent.
It kind of sounds American. New York-y.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? In these shoes? Okay. Can I get a sausage and mushroom pizza?
Yeah, now Washington has a lot of stuff. The White House, man. See if we can get a trip in the White House.
I wouldn't like that now.
Yeah. I think they're being kind of closed off these days.
Ah, why?
You can't come in, Joe. I listened to the Stoller podcast and I seen Darren in like one of the infant hats. It's a bad impression.
That was bad.
It got worse.
It declined rapidly.
Yeah.
You should be good at doing Donald Trump. I feel like that's your wheelhouse.
Again, I could get it. I could get that easy. I could be the best impressionist in Ireland if I wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
But I'm afraid... I don't want to be.
Just do the Donald.
The Donald Trump?
Yeah.
I'm going to master 5 impressions and I'm going to post a reel doing them.
Love it. I will go for it.
And it just because I said it on the podcast, it's just like to see if that's a thing that could happen.
You should do an audition to be the next Brennan's Bread voice.
Mm-hmm.
In impressions?
Just be like, today's bread today.
Today's bread today.
It's force for freshness. I'll do a crossover.
That's Johnson Mooney and O'Brien, isn't it?
A little crossover. Brennan's Johnson Mooney and O'Brien.
It's force for freshness, bright and early every morning. Pat is on his way. It's Pat the Baker. Force for freshness, so fresh it's famous.
It's Johnston Mooney and O'Brien.
The favourite fresh made bread. Sorry, say that last line again once more. What?
Bread.
Bread.
It's the favourite fresh made bread. It's that good, wasn't it?
Do you want that one again or what? You happy with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, keep saying it again there. What? Bread.
How, like, it's such a fucking... Imagine being an agency and someone coming to you and saying, how are you doing? I have a company and we need your marketing expertise. And you say, what's your product? Bread.
Say that again. Bread. Like sliced pan bread or money? Bread. Yeah. Bread. Toast.
Literally bread.
All the bread ads are quite similar, aren't they?
What can you do with it? Yeah. What can you do with bread?
Has to be a catchy tune and an animated Pat Mustard character.
Yeah, we can make a kids cartoon for you, if you'd like that.
Yeah, go on, go for it. What's episode one about? Bread. And two? Bread. And three? Bread.
Just get an old man. Just get an old man talking about retro stuff. It's you, Mr. Bread. How are you? It's Mr. Brennan.
Ah, will you have a slice of bread, will you?
Remember Dave McSavage on that sketch?
No.
Will you have a slice of the bread?
Just kept giving them slices of bread. He's like, I don't want any more.
Have a slice of the bread.
Brilliant.
Experience the flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market with deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide. Save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.
Did you watch the Boyzone documentary?
I did, I watched it all.
It's good, wasn't it?
Yeah, Louis Walsh is a big bollocks.
Yeah.
People were saying that, but I didn't see anything that surprised me. Like, nothing that we didn't already know.
Just like the fact that he was like dishing out the scoop to the son. It's just a bit of a...
Yeah, but we all knew that was happening.
I didn't until I watched that.
It just goes to show you what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm. Do you think he was doing it in a way of creating success for the band, like in the media, is like a good thing no matter what it's about?
No matter what.
Actually, I didn't even mean that. I'll take it though.
Yeah, yeah. Any publicity is good publicity. That's what he thought. You know, once that it's in the news.
I just think having a relationship with like someone in the newspaper is just toxic.
It's weird. But that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Well, that was the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
I was trying to think what the equivalent is nowadays.
TikTok.
There's companies that... Did I say this last week? That there's companies that de-cancel people. So they, if someone's cancelled, you can hire them and they'll...
Do PR around you?
They'll do PR to get a lot of positive articles done so that when someone Googles you, all positive shit comes up. And if you look at the Puff Daddy documentary... that's what. So when Puff Daddy was whatever, just starting out, he didn't even have a fucking song yet. He was just a party promoter, but everyone knew him, and he had his own like label, and he was signing people up, like Mary J. Blige and stuff. And then he was doing this show in a basketball court, and people couldn't get in because the show had started, and then he closed the doors. But everyone outside was going mad, and then there was a big stampede. People barged into the basketball arena and loads of people were killed.
Oh.
Like 16, 17 people were killed in the stampede.
Tried to brush it up.
So then after that, like he was like acquitted. And then after that, like there was loads of bad publicity around him. So he hired like a PR agency just to freshen up his image, like to make him look like a good guy again and do loads of charity work. And it's all so fucking manipulative and fake when you see it. It's mad. I know that's what PR is, but when you realise that there's actual agencies out there whose job is to do that.
Yeah. I suppose there's different types of PR, but like, I think when you're gone, you're gone. Just own it.
No, there's always a way back.
Right up into the sunset there.
See you later. Back, yeah.
Always a way back. Yeah.
Depends what it is though.
So Louis Walsh, what I did find disturbing about him was when he looked at the newspaper.
Of Stephen Gately.
Stephen Gately. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look at that. That's great, isn't it?
Mm.
He made the front page and all. Like, he was delighted that...
We were just talking, before you came in, we were just saying that.
Well, he is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you have the rest of them are obviously some in tears, very emotional.
Yeah,
whole thing.
As yeah. you would be, like, and then
he's just oh, it's brilliant. The front page.
It was like in his head, he's like, "I did that."
Yeah, proud.
Well, I don't know if he did it, but
he denied.
He admitted he was leaking other stuff.
He did deny that he did that.
The aim of publicising the man, but he certainly wasn't in any way emotionally hurt. He didn't seem to think it was a bad thing.
Mm. Rowan Keane didn't come across too well either. He fucked off. He pulled the fast one.
And, I think he owned it, didn't he? Like
he owned it.
He went done the documentary, sat down and said, like, I made a mistake, like, and fucking wanted it all for myself, really, wasn't it?
Mm. I don't think he said that he made a mistake, but he was...
Not like, that he made a mistake, yeah, but he just kind of, like, wanted to go solo. While the others were just kind of like, what are we doing here?
But it was how he went about it, like, saying that, oh, we're just going to take a break and then we'll be back together in a year.
Yeah.
And then he went off and went, blabber to roller coaster, just get right here.
What a song. You know what? He's fucking right, because that's a banger.
He made one bleeding hit and it went to his head.
Yeah, he had one or two.
Oh, he had a few. He did have a few, yeah. He did. Yeah, he had a moment in the sun. And then Westlife.
I like didn't know that he co-owned it.
Yeah.
Or co-managed it. That was fucking news to me.
How many albums do you think, or records do you think, Ronan Keaton sold?
Sold?
Worldwide. First with Boyzone and then on his own.
500,000? I'm going off Michael Jackson here. Only doing 7 million or something.
Thriller did 70 million.
Oh, well then, I'd say like 3 million.
25 million with Boyzone.
I thought you meant just as a solo.
Well, no, 25 million with Boyzone and then 20 million on his own.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
You're impressed by a number?
That number. Yeah, for solo. When you think of Boyzone doing 25 mil. I was so sad seeing them all trying to do that solo thing as well.
Yeah.
Especially Mikey Graham.
Yeah, he's just like not bothered anymore. Like,
it's very similar to what you see with One Direction. Mm. Like, they were very successful on a completely different scale now. But they were very successful, and then...
Did I ever tell you the story about Shane Lynch?
No, tell me.
When he came into the Shamrock?
Oh, go on, tell us.
Did I tell you before?
Tell me, yeah.
He came into the Shamrock years ago when I was working there. And because his dad owned the garage around the corner there on my Ma's Road, like, the SO garage at the end. And I don't know, it was a funeral or something or whatever. He was just there, and he came up and he was like, point to Guinness. And I was like, oh, that's Shane Lynch out of Boyzone. I was like, yeah, no, but I like pulled it. And he's like, just pull it all the way to the top. And I was like, what?
Ugh.
He's like, just pull it all the way to the top and give us it. And I just pull it all the way up right to the brim and just give it to him. And he's just like, drank it.
Ugh. How could you do that? How could you do that?
Well, no.
Too much time in the UK. That's what they do over there.
Mm.
Do you think it actually makes a difference letting it settle?
Do you remember the Keith Duffy one?
Oh, I think that's what I was thinking of.
I told
of.
You about the Keith Duffy one.
Yeah, sorry.
So
yeah.
I've nearly met them all now. bar one or two, like, and you know yourself. I was in a pub in Swords, and I was with a couple of people, like Amy and that, and her mates, and a few of mine. And Keith was over across, I call him Keith because we're kind of mates. Keith was across the way, and he was with George McMahon,
the guy player.
He's in,
Yeah.
So he was there, and like, know him a little bit, like, just from whatever. And he was like, what's the story? And I was like, all right, how's things? And Keith Duffy sent over a table of drinks for us, like a round for us, quite a few of us. Like, I know he just went over, I was like, oh, thanks for that and all. And he was like, yeah, no bother, man. Fair play to you and all the success and everything. I was like, yeah, sound. And he goes, FTB. I was like, yeah, what? FTB, yeah. I was like, what's that mean? He's like, fuck the begrudgers. And I was like, oh, nice, yeah, no, I'll take that one, yeah, nice one. And then we were walking through town, like, after a podcast, like, a few weeks later. I was like, there's Keith Duffy. He's like, Keith, FTB. And he looked around, he goes, who the fuck are you?
FTB, what? The gym?
What, fucking, yeah, CrossFit? What's going on? Yeah, no, that was funny. FTB, man.
He stopped though, didn't he?
He stopped and he's like, who are you?
Yeah.
I was like, he got us a drink, like, and saw it's fucking a couple of weeks. That's grand.
I was like, Darren, this is embarrassing. You said that you knew him. We're mates.
I know. Pulled Shane again, Guinness all the way to the top back in the day, like.
Oh, stop. Ah, same bunch of lads, though.
Yeah.
There's a fella who lived down in Sheriff Street who said that the news reporters at your man's, Stephen Gately's funeral, all the news reporters wanted, like, the best photographs.
and they were paying people like 500 quid to go up into the houses on the street to take photographs from the top window, like 500 quid. And so, and people were throwing it down, like people were saying, nah, 500 quid though, to get up and get a bleed for a, yeah, for a photograph.
To get a photo of inside the gaff, like?
No, to get a photograph of the church.
Oh, right.
Did you hear that one about the photographers going into Stephen Gately's gaff and taking photographs of his man and dad while he were asleep in bed?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Mm. What the fuck?
That's insane.
That's trespass. Like, how is that even legal? That's
not legal.
That's insane. They were so big. It's hard to comprehend how big that
like,
they
were. Like, before I watched that documentary, like, I always thought Westlife was bigger than Boyzone.
They probably are.
Don't know.
I think they...
Boyzone, like, were fucking global, like.
Ah, they weren't.
Were they not? They were in the States and everything, no?
No, not the States. Never really broke the States. No.
I thought they did.
Couldn't do it. They were up against fucking NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all. They were never going to touch them.
They're big in the UK, yeah?
Massive.
Yeah. But are Westlife big in the UK? I only think in like some areas, like.
That's a good
Westlife
question.
Yeah, Westlife are big.
They're not big across the board in the UK. Definitely not.
Westlife?
Yeah.
When they put on shows, like, it's only like fucking like Manchester, Birmingham and London or something, like.
Where there's like a big Irish expat community.
I suppose, like, could be wrong, but I feel like they're not big over the whole of the UK.
Westlife, the only people to have more UK number ones than Westlife are the Beatles and Elvis.
Than Westlife?
The Beatles and Elvis are the only people to have more UK number ones than Westlife. Westlife has 14 UK number ones. Westlife were huge.
No.
No.
I could have a number one and people wouldn't know me.
You do well to keep
Who's your...
Who's
your man? Who's your man that's number one? The big DC fella. Some DJ, isn't he? Done a tune with Belters Only. I don't believe that.
That's mental. I didn't know that they were that big.
Well, I've been proven wrong.
Bigger than Take That. Take That were only there for about three
so
years.
So are Westlife though? Bigger than Take That in the UK?
Well,
more number ones. Doubt it. Well, did they even have that many tunes with Take That? Only around for a little bit, weren't they?
Yeah.
Never forget where you're.
Take That had 12. Like, they had lots, but they came back. They had a good few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Westlife break up? Did he ever, like, make an official?
I was at, like, the last gig they did in Crow Park with Amy.
That was that farewell tour that lasted for 3 years.
Couple of farewell tours now.
Yeah.
There'll be another one.
Cheerio tour.
Cheerio. I swear this time tour. While finished this time, I swear to God, though.
It's like the fella that's locked who just won't live. I'm going to go now in a minute.
Closing down sale that just doesn't close down.
Will they ever fucking close down? Isn't it mad? Like, I've never bought a Westlife album.
Same. There's a few artists that I've never bought albums of.
Yeah, but that's so big, though. Yeah, that's so... Pitbull. How the fuck is Pitbull selling out stadiums?
Pitbull is massive.
Is he?
I think, like, it's a thing that, like, people go to a Pitbull concert and dress up as Pitbull. I think that's why it's, like, big, so big, like.
Wait, is that always has that always been a thing?
I think so. I think people dress up as Pitbull and go to Pitbull's concerts.
That's
just a thing, like a meme or something, like.
I wonder if he likes that, if he's like, fucking, please take me serious as a gangster rapper. I'm really scary.
Yeah, it's fucking Pitbull. Fucking Pitbull. Like, someone hire me PR. I need image to change.
Yeah.
I should have called me fucking gonna change that to fucking Jack Russell or Chihuahua or something. Fucking dressing up as me.
Chihuahua's a good name. Yeah. That's a good rapper name. Lil Chihuahua.
Lil Chihuahua. Bark, bark.
Serious crunch off them, isn't it? The noisier. You sound like a dinosaur eating a car.
Right, any dinosaurs on the go?
So the dinosaur, we paid for it. We got the dinosaur.
You have it?
we end up paying to get the thing released and paying the VAT and paying the delivery, north of 900 quid.
Oh.
Yeah, north of 900
Where quid. Is it?
It's now in me front garden.
No, it's not.
It's in me front garden. It came in a big pallet.
Have you got a photo of it?
Yeah.
Because look. It's just making the photo now on AI.
Yeah.
Look how quick. This is the real test of how quick AI is.
I don't know if I have it in its current state. That's the only thing now.
He's literally on AI.
I'm not. There's a video over there. That's going to be a fucking... Like, Marta is like filming, then she turns to me and I'm like, will you just film the fucking dinosaur? Film the fucking dinosaur. Just me attaching the tail. The tail was separate.
Ah, that's not that big.
It's not that big, actually.
It's a complete letdown.
The tail, it's disappointingly small. I agree.
See, lengthwise, it's a big dinosaur, but I was expecting it was more of a...
Tall.
Yeah.
Is that in your garden now, like?
So, yeah, that's in my garden now.
Has anyone messed with it?
Nobody's messed with it because the pallet that it came in, see that big wood pallet?
Yeah.
I flipped that upside down. I covered it with chicken wire and then I put loads of cement on it so it looks like a big giant boulder. And then I screwed it into the pallet. And so it's attached to that. Basically, it's a giant boulder now. And so now it's sitting perched on top of a giant boulder, which is about the same height as this table. And now it's...
in the front garden.
A little bit, yeah, more...
Do people stop?
Yeah, people stop and point and say, look at the dinosaur. And I say, fuck off! No pictures!
Get out now, okay? You little fucking little bastards.
But it was a pain in the arse getting all the supplies and getting the cement. I probably shouldn't have got cement. I tried plaster first, but then that was too watery and too liquidy. And then,
so you're going to leave it in the garden now? Just leave it there?
I can't move it now.
Are you all right?
Stressed out the fucking head, man. Stressed out the fucking head. And yeah, I'm going to dig like a moat around it and maybe put like a little flower bed and try to make it a little bit more Jurassic.
You're opening yourself up for a good pebble dash. Isn't he? Yeah. Oh, they're going to do so many knickknacks.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. The community is going to love it. They're going to say, great, look at that. We have a dinosaur in the garden.
I'm surprised it lasted. How long is it there? A couple of days?
Yeah, a couple of days now, yeah. Yeah. Over the weekend, I fixed it up over the weekend. You couldn't take it even if you wanted to. It's like locked down.
All it takes is one slip up from the government to set them all alight.
What you mean?
Just like, you know, when something happens, something political happens or something happens somewhere and there's riots and this and that and they're just going to go, go get that fucking dinosaur. That's what we do, yeah? Fucking right, yeah. And then we post on Twitter and then like fucking put me blue tick.
So when the purge happens.
Yeah.
The first thing that they'll come for is the dinosaur. I agree.
I don't think it needs to be that sinister. Surely.
Like if a local drug dealer happens to get shot and there's a big funeral with scramblers, they're all going to be thinking about that dinosaur. Oh, I'm fucking up there. That's what we do, yeah? Up there and we fucking take the tail off it and then we fucking throw paint over the door.
Why the fuck would they do that? Why would they be like, what are you going to do with a dinosaur?
Ah, they'll just be fucking rattled over it. Cheeky him putting a dinosaur on queue, like, I'm gonna flip. Watch this, boys. I'm gonna get on the back of it and I'm gonna fucking I'll show him Jurassic Park, yeah?
I'll show him Jurassic Park.
It's gonna become a thing where you're known as like the fella with the dinosaur, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, when we go up to the fella with the dinosaurs, get a chase.
It'll be a meeting point. There'll be kids that are flirting and saying, hey, where'll I meet you? And they'll be like, I'll meet you around the corner at the house with the dinosaur in it. It'd be where romances will start. Would blossom. The dog doesn't like it.
Does he not?
That was his garden. Now it's not. Now it's the dinosaur's garden. Yeah.
Dogs, huh? Silly feckers.
Stupid bastard.
They're silly feckers. They'd be barking at dogs on the telly and all in my house. Like, you stupid feckin' easy.
Oh, man.
Paul O'Grady, for the love of dogs, on the telly, fucking doing cartwheels and all off the sofa. Go off, will you? They think it's a window.
And there's just a big giant dog on the other side. I feel like you genuinely watch Paul O'Grady's For the Love of Dogs.
I do, yeah. I just put it on to annoy them.
But that's the crack. So I got the fucking dinosaur now. It's not like it's a T-Rex. It's a stupid velociraptor or something that I've never heard of. It's green.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit scratched. Not going to lie.
Oh.
Toe's a little bit scratched on it. Yeah, I don't know.
Through the seasons, it's obviously going to lose its paint and get kind of like messed up.
Probably, yeah. I don't know if it's going to be able to survive the winters.
It'll just go back to its original, like no paint job on it and just fucked.
Probably dissolve.
Dissolve, yeah. Probably go like a Sabadin.
What I'm afraid of actually is the wood underneath the cement will get damp and then eventually break under the pressure of the weight of the dinosaur. That's what I reckon might happen.
Would you pick the dinosaur up? Or is it too heavy?
It's heavy. Yeah, maybe like picking a
car.
Nah, a person. It's like 75 kilos, but it's like widespread. But a lot of the weight is actually in the base that he's standing on. So when you lift it up, the base came and swung me and hit me in the fucking shins.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not nice. Not nice.
Did you get a bruise?
I got like a little bruise, yeah.
I think you just have to go all out and add to the collection.
Get a few dinos. One's not enough.
Then they'd be saying, come on, we go up to the garden with your man with all the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Instead of just the dinosaur. That really fucking tipped them over the edge.
They'll start calling your gaff Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
Park.
Speaker in the garden and do that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a big sensor and all. I'll do some sound to it if you want.
Someone walks by, you just go, rawr. Or maybe it's just you going, nah, 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 nah,
nah. That costs you extra.
But yeah,
we'll stop bringing their kids out on the weekends to places. They just say, come on, we're going up the dinosaur. We're going up to see the dinosaur.
Yeah.
I seen him last week, man. Get up, you're going to see the dinosaur again, I said.
I have brand new neighbours moved in just around Christmas time. So they're like, what the fuck?
When you think of it, like, yeah, yeah. I'd be fucking in the gaff going mad, like. Now, forget people putting up, trying to get a neighbour to chop down a tree that's blocking the sun. You have a fucking dinosaur in your garden. Like, he's aren't fighting about fucking, that's my hedge, you can't cut that down.
What can he say as well? It's like, can you get rid of that dinosaur? No! Make me get rid of me dinosaur. Even if I wanted to get rid of it, even when the time comes to it, what do you do with that?
Why is it, like, why is it there, like? You need to just get rid of that.
I wouldn't even know how to begin.
Do you like it being there?
No, I want it gone. Don't want the fucking dinosaur in my front garden.
We should just left it out the back garden in a crate and just not even opened it. That's what I'd have done.
Huh?
Or not paid the 900 quid.
Should have sold it to your woman who was interested in buying it.
Yeah, she wanted delivery and all that around. So I think that's what put you off there.
I wouldn't have even wiped my feet.
Mm.
Wouldn't have even broke even with what her
the kids like it? Are they always in the gaff saying, can we go out and see the dinosaur again?
No. They don't give a shite. Now, it's been raining the whole time, so they haven't been out in the garden. But, like, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't talk, doesn't light up, doesn't move. Just standing there, it's a statue. It's like, yeah, it's a dinosaur, we get it. Can I kick a ball? Can I play PlayStation?
They do anything.
No anything.
You have to get a speaker going. What do you think, Owen?
I'm sure he'll find some way to monetize this. Stick it on top of the spice bag truck.
It's too heavy. It's heavy, like. If that fell off the spice bag truck while we were driving around, someone's gone die.
Okay.
He'd probably be in prison.
Somebody's gone die.
Well, bring it along with you to events and put it beside the spice bag truck and say one free ride on the dinosaur with every spice bag.
Yeah. That's on. Okay. I'm not against it. It just seems like a hassle.
It is long. It's a long dinosaur, so you might run into issues finding a space for that and possible guard attention.
What if again. I torn it? What if I gut it and then torn it into, attach it to me scooter?
The
and make like a scooter dinosaur, and then you can go around. Like, I'll come in here on a dinosaur and it'd be like, I'm getting a lift off a dinosaur. That'd be good.
That will be good. Yeah, it's probably be better to do that after a while, like after the novelty wears off. Do you go out to it sometimes when you're sitting there? Do you say, I'll go out to the dinosaur and have a look?
No, when I'm in the kitchen, I can see it and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I have a dinosaur in the side garden.
Are you a bit embarrassed, like?
Oh, yeah. When I'm in Coolock.
Yeah. Because I'd be fucking very embarrassed, like, just having a dinosaur in your garden.
Like, there's lads zipping around on scooters and they're very scaredy lads. And if I'm in the garden or if I'm getting out of the car when someone's gone by and they're like, hey, there's your man with the...
Has anyone questioned it yet, like... When you were in the garden, does anyone say, what's that all about? Like,
it's pretty self-explanatory.
I know, but like...
They must think that I'm crazy about dinosaurs. Like a paleontologist.
I didn't know yet. I'd have to say, like, what's going on there? Like, what's the point? Like, what's...
You'd say, are you well? In the head?
I wouldn't say that. Like, I'd just be like, what's the goal? Like, what's the reasoning behind having that there?
I'd say, I'm starting a museum.
I'd say, well, fair enough then. Yeah, all right. That's all I wanted to know, like...
Yeah, I don't know what question you. It's yeah. I mean, it's so bonkers.
It's someone's gonna just like knock at your door and ask you what the crack is. Like, I can see it happening. I suppose it hasn't happened already.
It's not like it's Christmas and you have a big Santy in the garden. That's there and it's temporary. It's like there. It's gonna be there all year round. And Maura wants to dress it up for seasons. She had roses in its teeth for Valentine's Day and a big balloon that went around it that popped pretty early.
It'd be grand around Halloween, like.
What are you going to do on Halloween?
It's just a dinosaur, scary dinosaur in the garden Halloween decoration.
Itself, yeah.
You're going to have to do something, Joe.
She's dressing up for St. Patrick's Day.
Moira's great.
At least she's doing something with the situation. It's sad. It's just stress. It's like, thoughts that I don't want to have, like I feel like there's only so much space in my brain for thoughts, like, yeah. There's only so much space that I can fill with thoughts,
and a dinosaur in your garden isn't one of them.
It's yeah, it's just I can't squeeze that in there. It doesn't fit. Something needs to come out for that to go in, and there's nothing.
Can you see it on your Ring doorbell?
No, it's kind of around the side.
It's interesting stuff.
Do you want a dinosaur?
I'm good. I don't have a fucking garden.
What would your ma do if there was a delivery brought to your gaff and it was a dinosaur?
Usually when I order something to my ma's gaff, she just like says, package here for you. So it's always just like, package here for you. She just think it's like fucking someone sent me something.
What if I just sent you that dinosaur? What would you do with it?
I'd say I'm grand at the door. I said I want it.
I say, will you have it now?
I'd say, well, I'm not taking it into the house.
Well, you leave it outside then. It's up to you. It's yours.
You could leave it outside mine because it just it wouldn't even look like it was mine because there's no garden, so people the kids they'd be fucking mortar. It'd go well with all the mattresses outside me gaff and all the fucking bunk beds and everything and poxy blade and wardrobes, the whole lot. Just add to the collection of shite. Use the fucking bin shed. Fucking smell of shit coming into me sitting room. While I'm here, I just had to say that, alright.
And then to add to all of that, to be a dinosaur.
Fucking dinosaur, and I could picture all the little devils fucking jumping on it now. Do you jump on mattresses, like pissy mattresses? They're jumping on them and lying on them. And
why do you presume they're pissy?
Every mattress is pissy if it's old.
You're telling on yourself there.
Yeah, so
cat's out the bag now.
I maybe had one too many drinks one night and pissed the bed. Kebab sauce all over it as well. I mean, like a dirty mattress. Like, if you're throwing out your mattress, it's dirty and old and the springs are gone. And kids shouldn't be jumping on it and lying on it because they could die.
On a mattress?
Yeah.
Cause of death. Mattress.
Mattress disease.
Lying on a mattress.
Some weird disease coming off it.
Like a spring coming up and stabbing them to death.
Yeah. It's very dangerous. If I had kids, I seen them jumping on a stray mattress in an estate, I'd say, get up, Elva, will you? What are you doing that
for? I used to love mattresses. Mattresses were the best, man. So it was the only bit of fun that you'd have. It's like a free trampoline.
But when you think of it, isn't it disgusting? Think of all them bed bugs.
Where's your sense of... enjoyment? Where's your sense of...
You're choosing hygiene over happiness.
Ah, when I was a kid, I wouldn't have. But now, looking back, I'm like, oh, geez, I was jumping on a scaldy mattress.
And you were fine.
Turned out all right.
Mm.
I used to jump off heights onto like one skinny, shitty mattress, like pram sheds.
Would you roll on them?
It would barely break your fall. Like, to be,
no, but would you like just get on a mattress and roll on it if you see them when you were?
Oh, we used to play WWE on them. Like, we used to do suplexes and DDTs and, yeah, man.
Not once while you were doing that were you thinking, this is a dirty mattress.
No.
See, I'd be the opposite now. Everyone trying to play wrestling on a dirty mattress around the corner for me, Gaffin, and say, oh, did you know that that's dirty?
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so sad.
It's a real dirty mattress. I can't do that. I
feel like you never had a childhood.
I'm not allowed to get wet either. So get that super soak away me.
These are new shoes. Please don't stand near me.
Yeah. Stop saying you're christening me runners. That's fucking horrible.
Did you play wrestling when you were younger?
Yeah, on the concrete.
Nah.
And then I'd be like, oh, that ground is real dirty. Oh, it's disgusting ground. It's all muck on it. Money joking. Oh, we used to jump all over mattresses. Lick them and all.
Oh, I'd be mating the mattresses.
Pure licking the mattress. Hit once, that doesn't matter. Look at anyway. A bit of chewing gum on it off someone's runner. Yeah, a little hubba bubba. Give it that, lick it anyway.
thanks for jumping Listen on mattresses.
Yeah, don't do that. Thanks if you see a mattress, don't jump on it because there's a good chance it might be covered in pee and you'll get all rashes and all.
Especially if it came from Darren's house.
Yeah. Mine's clean. I have a mattress topper on it.
Oh, okay. Stumpy, jump on mattresses, but mattress just don't jump on
them. If they have mattress topper on them, take the mattress topper off and jump on it. Yeah. Lick it now.
Or even a bed sheet. Take the bed sheet off.
Lick it now.
Just flip the mattress over to the other side. Cleaner that way. Thank you.
Experience the flavors of Latin America event at Whole Foods Market. With deals on vibrant ingredients and zesty creations store-wide, save on no antibiotics ever meat like chicken thighs and marinated skirt steak, fresh avocados, plus street food-inspired items and more through March 25th.